1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. After today's release of unexpectedly weak jobs numbers for July and a downward adjustment of those numbers for May and June, President Trump has fired the official in charge of producing the numbers. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
And Mick Intarfer is a veteran federal official who only became Commissioner of Labor Statistics in January 2024. She'd previously held jobs at the Census Bureau, the Treasury Department.
The jobs report has caused steep losses on Wall Street at this hour, which may actually produce some relief for consumers, says CBS's Jason Brooks.
Wall Street odds quickly jumped back in favor of a Fed rate cut in September after those odds dimmed when Fed Chair Jerome Powell this week said the central bank may not be ready to cut in September.
President Trump today said he's ordered the deployment of two nuclear subs to, quote, appropriate regions in response to what he calls, quote, highly provocative statements by a senior Russian official. It's not clear if the subs are nuclear armed or nuclear powered. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. A man was sentenced yesterday to 6 years in prison for multiple counts of second-degree sexual assault involving patients at a Stevens Point hospital. 52-year-old Mark Schoberl, formerly of Custer, Wisconsin, received the sentencing in Portage County after a detailed investigation by the City of Waupaca Police Department. According to a press release from the Portage County DA's office, three separate victims provided detailed and heartrending victim impact statements at the July 31st sentencing hearing. DA Cass Cousins highlighted that in each instance, Schoberl was in a position of power, authority, and control over each victim as they were seeking medical care. Judge Patricia Baker agreed that Schoberl represented an ongoing danger to others and pointed out the dishonor and damage his actions brought to the local medical community. Because he was convicted of sexual assault, Schoberl will be required to serve every day of his 6-year prison sentence behind bars, after which he will serve 6 years of extended supervision and be required to register as a sex offender for life. No Wisconsin farms have tested positive in the latest outbreak of avian influenza. Joanne Krulatz has more information.
According to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, the USDA reports one case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a Pennsylvania poultry flock and three cases in livestock in California, all within the last 30 days. No Wisconsin farms have tested positive, and DATCAP offers support to improve and maintain biosecurity at farms and dairy processors.
You can find out more and see the state's milk testing results online at datcp.wi.gov. I'm Melissa Kay. You're listening to WXCO 98.9 FM, Wausau.
The Brewers in D.C. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers open a 3-game road trip this weekend against the Nationals. The crew making moves before the trade deadline, adding an outfielder, Brandon Lockridge from the Padres. In exchange, they traded lefty Nestor Cortez and an infielder prospect. The Brewers also traded for a pair of pitchers from Arizona, right-hander Shelby Miller and lefty Jordan Montgomery for a player to be named later. Both of those pitchers currently on the injured list, Montgomery out for the year. NFL, the Packers with another practice and pads, and then tomorrow night's family night inside Lambeau Field. Matt LaFleur on his strict rules regarding fights on the field.
I just think it's always important to remember that if you do anything in a game, you're going to get penalized for it, and it's going to hurt the team. So I think it's important that you keep your composure in practice as well and do all the little things the right way so that if something transpires in a game that you don't react the wrong way.
That's the Packers' Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Areas of wildfire smoke still sticking around in spots, otherwise mostly sunny skies, and highs a bit more mild in the upper 70s. Winds are barely moving, and overnight tonight, patchy fog is possible. And tomorrow, blue skies are expected, with highs scraping the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's fun to look back and laugh now.
That was a bad day.
There are marriages that have died on less. Our first actual fight as a married couple was about the house rules of playing Monopoly. We've not really played Monopoly since. When you can modify an app, you can modify the rules of the game. Maybe there are times when you are better off just playing the computer. Play something else with your spouse instead.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
This week, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez joins the show to talk about the launch of her campaign for governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Parker Olson on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Friday, TGIF, August 1st, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along. The old world headquarters back here in Madison downtown above State Street. Parker in for Mr. Zomers today. Parker, glad to have you along. Little overcast, the smoke. It's the smoke, Parker.
It's the smoke, man. I don't like it. It's just, I was going home the other day, and I was like, hey, why am I squinting so much?
Yeah.
Because it's smoky. It hurts my eyes. I have a headache, dude.
Now, see, Parker is of a certain age. He just graduated from college here this last spring. So you probably, do you have any recollection, probably not, when people could smoke at restaurants and bars in the state of Wisconsin?
No. See? It baffles me that you could smoke on a plane.
I know.
That's just such a weird...
There was smoking and non-smoking sections on a plane as if, you know, you're locked inside of a tube. Nothing could possibly, you know, be transmitted. Yeah, those were the days. But I remember going to restaurants and asking for no smoking sections or, you know, going into a bar, and people were just lighting up. Yeah. You know, the smoke was just hanging above the bar like that.
Oh, God.
I know.
Bar's bad enough as is.
Jeez. It was a big deal when all this went through. But see, I'm glad that this your generation has no memory of those days.
Me too.
Things are better. But yeah, wildfires out west still creating some hazards or some concerns. If you're someone who deals with asthma, that sort of thing, might want to consider staying inside or limit your outdoor activities. Supposed to clear out of here, I guess, by the weekend. Gonna be a beautiful weekend, Parker. Any big weekend plans this weekend?
The big weekend plans include a Mallards game that I am working tonight, a Mallards game I am working tomorrow, and a Mallards game I am working on Sunday.
This Parker is one of the hardest working men in the show's business, because not only does he get up in the morning and board and produce for the wonderful, the talented Pat Kreitlow, and mornings of Pat Kreitlow from 6 until 9, then he gets pulled in to help out with our little dog and pony show in the afternoon. And then he's got to go work another legit game or job as a camera operator for the Mallards baseball team here in Madison.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, it's okay.
How are the Mallards doing this season?
I only pay attention to how they're doing while I'm there.
All right.
So I'm not 100% sure. I think they're okay. They're not as good as they were last year, because last year they were like historically good.
Oh yeah, right.
I think they were like 50-22 or something like that.
The Northwoods League, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know if they're on track for playoffs this year. They're fighting.
Now here's a question, because, and it just came to me, because there was this big controversy recently at a Coldplay concert where this executive
And his sweetheart, his, let's just be honest, his hookup was with him, and he was an attached married man, and they got caught on the kiss cam, and all hell has broken loose, and the company, and they've had to do a triage, the guy lost his job. Now, Parker, you operate the cameras of these things for the kiss cam.
This is true. I have gotten the man, the myth, the legend, Luke Mathers, I have gotten him on the video board before.
Have you really?
Yeah.
With his wife?
I believe so. Maybe that's not who she was.
No, let's not get anybody in trouble.
I don't know.
I'm sure it was. I'm sure. But you. So he gave you a heads up, and you got him on the kiss cam.
Yeah. If you tell me about where you're sitting, I might be able to get you on.
Is it just a kiss cam, or do you do other things like the Lion King hold up your kid cam?
We do Simba cam. Yes.
Simba cam. That's
yes,
what it's called.
Yes, we do the Simba cam. I love. I try to get more beers than I get babies. I think it's far funnier to watch a man hold up a beer lovingly than it is to watch a man hold up a baby lovingly. That is my point in life right now.
Yeah. What's your favorite of all the cams that the Mallards do? What's your favorite one to capture people on?
That's a really good question. I don't know.
There's
a couple. You know what? We do a race. Everyone has their own version of the Racing Sausages, of course.
Yeah.
We have, because it's a sponsor, the airport sponsors a race.
Oh, Dane County Regional Airport.
Yeah. And they do they put kids into inflatable mascot costumes of a cactus, the Statue of Liberty. And I believe the other one is a cowboy riding a horse.
Oh, really?
Which is just like half of your body is a horse and the other half is a cowboy with the little hat on. And I always root for the cowboy.
That's great. It's like what's the Disney movie? Buzz Lightyear. You know, the cowboy character. Yeah.
There you go.
That's great. Well, let's go. So if you go to a Mallards game, watch out. Parker is going to be watching for you on cam. So that's great. How much longer is the season?
Not very. I believe they've got less than a week or so.
Oh, geez. So get out there if you're in the area. Support those local minor league baseball programs because they're really important to the guys as they come up through development. We've had people that played here in Madison and then went on to play for the Brewers or other major league teams as well.
Pete Alonso.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Meet the Mets. Hey, free ticket Friday. Go see the Mets. Pete Alonso.
Look at that.
Bang!
Talk about a transition. Well done, Parker. We are in a free ticket Friday. Your chance to see Pete Alonso and the entire Mets team next Friday. You have to be able to go next Friday at 7:10 in the evening. We are giving you a chance to go to that game for free. Four tickets up for grabs in our club-level seats. Parker was there recently, right? Or it was Dom. Dom was there recently.
Dom was there recently. Yeah. Dom, John Gordy, the whole MDX crew was there.
They're beautiful. These club-level seats are padded. You have air conditioning in the concourse behind you, your own kind of concessions area, your own bathrooms to that section. So it's really, really nice. Here's how you win. Download the Civic Media app if you don't have it, and then open it up if you do, or if you download it. And go to the first 10 stations. We're on those. Click on one of those. In the lower right-hand corner, it'll say text. Click on that. Now you're all set to go. I'm going to give you a word. Text the word GOLD, G-O-L-D. The word is GOLD, G-O-L-D. Text it right now, and the computer randomly at 4 o'clock at the end of this program will choose one lucky entry who spelled the word correctly. That's important. Now, Parker and I were going to do it. We'd say, it's close enough. We know it. But no. The computer is not that kind. So you have to text the word GOLD, G-O-L-D. Spell it correctly to the text app right now. And then you're going to be eligible. And somebody at the end of the hour will win four tickets to next Friday's contest, the Brewers against the Mets at 7:10 in the afternoon. Don't forget, the Brewers going to get back underway against the Nationals out in Washington, D.C. this afternoon. Pre-game show around 5:15. First pitch around 5:45. You can listen to the Brewers across many of these stations on the Brewers radio networks over the air, including WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, and our new station up in Hayward, WBZH, the Buzz of the North. It's buzz like mosquito, not like we drank so much we got buzz. Although if you're in Hayward, if you're not driving, just chill out and get buzzed both ways, I guess. All right.
The logo is, I believe, a car.
No, I think it used to be a mosquito.
Oh.
Maybe they changed it.
Hmm. I don't know. I could just be making stuff up. I'm new here. I don't know.
Parker, as a matter of fact, he's buzzed on this program right now. All right. It's coming up on 15 past the hour of 3 o'clock.
Who's buzzed?
Yeah, I know. Who's buzzed? Todd is. It's time once again for What's Worse? Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money to give away in this. No big prizes or money. Just your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 Civic Media News Talk Sports Networks. We've lost one to the music side, Park.
We've
every doctor, you can't have every patient survive. Once occasionally you lose one. We lost one to the music side. And that's fine. That's fine. Everything's fine. So all 10 Civic Media radio stations. All right, now here's the deal. Have you ever heard, we should have Dom here because he's a Chicago boy.
He is.
Have you ever heard of Malort?
I have heard of it. I've never had it.
Really? All right, so today's category is what's worse, Malort or Blackberry Brandy? Malort or Blackberry Brandy? You can text us your answers on the app, or you could call us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. All right, so here I found this video, right, because I didn't know I've never heard of it, I never had it, and I'm like, what is this? Here is a video on, was it YouTube? I don't know who this guy is. I'd credit him if I did.
Doka Ryan?
Doka Ryan. All right. This is Doka Ryan explaining what is Malort.
This is Malort, the worst tasting liquor ever made, hailing from Chicago. Let's make poor decisions.
Opening it up. Here we go.
That's not a bad pour.
Sniff test. Gin, iced tea, cigarette butts. They even market this as undrinkable. What is this gonna be?
Does Malort hurt?
Diboja.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
He's
it's
drinking
like
it.
Biting into a bush. What is this flavor, dude? It almost tastes like poison.
Let's validate our parking. Double diboja.
It tastes like a dainty grandmother's ashtray.
What the hell's going on in Chicago?
Is it good?
No, it's not good.
Is it worth $28 American
if you're from Chicago?
Final rating, 2 out of 10.
Oh,
isn't that fantastic?
I wish I'm so glad I didn't get to watch that until right now.
I sent it to him during the break and he was laughing. He goes, Todd, is everything okay? I said, this is fantastic. Malort. Who is that guy again? Let's credit him. He was great.
Doka Ryan. I love the energy.
Yeah, Doka Ryan doing a review there. So what's worse? Malort or Blackberry Brandy? Malort or bad Blackberry Brandy? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Off the text line, listening up at WCFW, beautiful station up there, the TAP in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Tyler, a listening actually in Columbia County, but via WCFW, says, I don't drink, but Malort with my friends is a challenge. Blackberry Brandy is just desperation when already drunk. Oh, that's really good. Our friend Rob Wheat, listening on WRCE in Richland Center. I was just up there, Robert. Fantastic town, isn't it? Rob says, dear God, it's horrid. Our friend CP writes these, so maybe Weedy and CP have had some Malort together. I'm not sure. So Rob says, Malort, definitely worse. Definitely worse, he says. What else we got here on the old text line? What's worse, Malort or Blackberry Brandy? Malort or Blackberry Brandy? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Oh, Tyler says I'm traveling. He's from Columbia County, but he's up in, you know, beautiful Eau Claire area.
So hopefully he's not drinking Malort right now.
No, you don't want to be drinking Malort or Blackberry Brandy while you're driving. What's worse? You said you didn't have Malort. Have you had a Blackberry Brandy?
I haven't had Blackberry Brandy. I've had Brandy.
Yeah, I think I tried Blackberry Brandy years and years ago in college. I don't know. I can't remember.
That's usually when you try.
Right?
Yeah.
Worse, I've said this before this show. I've been very, very drunk only like less than a handful of times in my life. But the worst was Goldschlager. I can't drink Goldschlager ever again. That was really bad.
I had a Jack and Coke that put me out.
Really?
All right.
We're going to come back, talk Malort or Blackberry Brandy. What's worse? 855-752-4842. After this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Starting this Saturday and Sunday, it is the 19th annual South Beach Up North, Wausau's Chamber Music Festival, featuring outstanding chamber music performed by area students and also professionals from around the country. On Saturday at 6 p.m., it's the South Beach Up North Chamber Music Festival at First Universalist Unitarian Church in Wausau. The show is Mozart on the Move, featuring a student string quartet. And then on Sunday at 2 p.m., the show will be at the Wausau Conservatory of Music. This time, the production will be from Spain and Cuba, Arriaga and Orbon string quartets. Each summer, Wausau native Michael Andrews returns from South Florida to bring wonderful chamber music to our community for free. Yes, free admission to these shows. Join us this Saturday at First Universalist Unitarian Church in Wausau at 6 p.m. and on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Wausau Conservatory of Music. South Beach Up North Chamber Music Festival, proudly supported by 98.9 WXCO.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Bowl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Zommer's off today. Parker Olson in the production chair. We appreciate him being here. You can hear him every morning with Mr. Pat Kreitlow on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. 6 until 9 a.m. You've been up for probably 12 hours now almost. I'm getting close.
What time is it?
It's almost 4. It's 3:30.
Yeah.
What time do you get up in the morning?
4.
I see.
Yeah.
He's put in a day and a half already, folks, and he's still going. We appreciate you, Parker.
That's why I don't sit. I don't sit. I stand. I stand. When I fill in for the show, I stand. Standing on business, baby.
So he won't fall asleep. 855-752-4842. The category of what's worse. This is fascinating to me. I had never heard of Malort. I told Parker during the break, it sounds like a medieval woman saying, "Malord, Malord, I'm sorry, Malord." It's Malort. M-A-L-O-R-T, Malort. So what's worse, Malort or Blackberry Brandy? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, listening in Madison on WMDX. Tom, Malort or Blackberry Brandy, what's worse? WMDX, Tom, Malort or Blackberry Brandy, what's... You got to turn down the radio, Tom. Go ahead.
Okay, so I am an ex-Chicagoan. I spent 50
Great.
Years in Chicago. I never had Malort in my life until really? I had it once in Wisconsin. And I think it's the best marketing in the world. You have a horrible product that you just turned around. Can you imagine if you did the same thing with bratwurst or something? You know, we have inedible bratwurst. Come and try it. Come and spend a lot of money. But no, there's nothing wrong with blackberry brandy, and it's definitely Wisconsin. Yeah. There is a beautiful thing Lewis Black did about drinking in Wisconsin. You won't be able to play it on the radio, but I think you would absolutely love it.
I love it.
Definitely blackberry, definitely the brandy, guys. Definitely. Trust me.
All right. Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you very much. Thanks for the Chicagoan aspect of this. So Malort and somebody, Julie or Jules in Mosinee, listening on WXCO, says, are you sure it's not pronounced Merlot? I actually looked it up, Jules, because I didn't know, and that's why I found that video of this guy reviewing it. And no, it's spelled differently than Merlot. It's M-A-L-O-R-T, and it's pronounced Malort.
You know, I was thinking we shouldn't be calling Dom. We should be calling Brittany Merlot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does Brittany Merlot like Merlort? So we have a call into Dominic, the Italian stallion that produces John and Gordy every morning on, and he is a Chicagoan. He was a real life Chicagoan, and we were going to see if he actually produced had Malort. Have we heard from Dominic yet?
Todd, I have terrible news for you.
Yes.
Not only has he not had Merlort.
Yes.
He also, I said, Todd wants to know.
Uh-huh.
He said, who is Todd?
Boy, you can't buy that kind of loyalty at Civic Media. Thanks, Dom.
He's a morning guy. I'll give him credit. He's a morning guy, too. He should know who you are, though.
I said hi to him when I came in the studio 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago. Oh, Dom. All right. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We can't figure out why no one's listening to you, Todd. Our own staff doesn't even know I exist. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, Malort or blackberry brandy? What's worse?
Well, I've never had Malort. This is the first time I've ever heard about it. But my husband always asks for his fruitcake every year soaked in blackberry brandy.
Oh.
And I never once heard him ask for his fruitcake soaked in his cigarette butt.
Oh,
right? No, you don't want that at all. And apparently that's what it tastes like.
I think so.
All right.
I'm going to say Malort is worse.
Thanks, Ollie. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend up there in the North Woods. Appreciate you. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, Malort or blackberry brandy? Our very own Terry Barr, weighing in on YouTube, says, my grandpa used to let all of us, quote-unquote, little ones, have a sip of blackberry brandy at Christmas. Now, that's very nice. That's a very Wisconsin thing. Get a little glass. Everybody takes a little sip around a fire. Nobody's going anywhere. Nobody gets hurt. By the way, you can hear Terry every Saturday evening out of WMDX here on Max Inc. Radio. Great program. Jimmy K. Rocker, Terry Barr with Max Inc. Radio based out of Madison. If you're not in the Madison area, you can listen to them on the Civic Media app on WMDX here in Madison. Great show every Saturday afternoon. What's worse? Evening, I should say. What's worse, Malort or blackberry brandy? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. A couple more texts off the text line. Sue in Franklin, listening on WAUK, says, my daughter lives in Chicago and says they buy shots of Malort, unsuspecting people, just to see their reaction.
that's rude.
It's horrible, she said. Alex on WMDX, never had Malort, but it sure has to be worse than blackberry brandy, plus blackberry brandy cures all colds. Oh, I have to take that next time I have a cold. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Ted, listening in Appleton. Ted, always a pleasure. Malort or blackberry brandy? What's worse?
Malort.
You've had it.
I didn't know. I didn't even actually hear what it is. I just got off of work and I just turned the radio on.
Oh, but sure.
With blackberry brandy, I was introduced as a kid helping a neighbor pick corn in the wintertime.
Uh-huh.
And we got cold. He says, here, take a snort of this.
and it warms you up.
Yes.
Trust me.
Love it, Ted. That's a Wisconsinite right there. Thank you, my friend. Ted up in Appleton. Very good. We're going to come back, do a couple more What's Worses, and then the Wisconsin State Fair is underway. What's all new at the fair food aisle? We'll explain. We come back. Weather update and farm update next. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We're seeing the effects of western wildfires here at home with these air quality advisories. The Wisconsin DNR has mobilized its own wildfire fighters to help combat these flames out west and in Canada. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Friday. Wisconsin Forest Ranger Mark Sauce is waiting for the call to head out west now to help the fire suppression effort. He says it's not uncommon for states to share resources, but he does tell us there are some key differences between a Wisconsin wildfire and one out in California, for example.
Some of the equipment is different, and a lot of that is just based off of topography. Here in Wisconsin, we've got a great road network. Even our more remote areas in the north or in our more rural areas, we can still get pretty close to those fires, driving there with our engines and things like that. Out west, you have a lot more topography. You can't get to many of these areas, so a lot of it is more hand crew work. Men and women out still with tools and shovels and doing it that way. Otherwise, the size of the fires in Wisconsin, our average fire is 1 acre, just because we can get there so quickly and we are supported so well by our fire departments. And obviously out west, it's not uncommon at this point to have a fire that goes over 100,000 acres.
Wisconsin Forest Ranger Mark Sauce taking some time with us. Right now, there's about 70 active wildfires burning over 1 million acres here in the United States. I've got closing markets after the break.
REFA. It's not a government agency, it's not a developer, and it's not your cousin's friend who knows a guy. It's the Renewable Energy Farmers of America, an association of farmers and ranchers dedicated to helping landowners navigate renewable energy decisions. Whether you already host a project or are considering one, REFA membership gives you the resources and support to make the right decisions for your land and legacy. See what REFA is and what it's not at renewableenergyfarmers.org.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's widest spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corntraits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
On the close Friday from Chicago, the 40-pound block cheese closed up 2.25 cents at $1.70 and a half. That's above the current price average for this week and last week. Double A butter fell 2.75 cents, closing at $2.44 and a half per pound. That's below average for both this week and last week. A few reports coming from the U.S. Department of Agriculture next week that could shake markets. The Crop Progress and Condition Report comes out Monday afternoon. Tuesday afternoon, we'll see the Dairy Products Report. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Have a good weekend.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Areas of wildfire smoke still sticking around in spots, otherwise mostly sunny skies, and highs a bit more mild in the upper 70s. Winds are barely moving, and overnight tonight, patchy fog is possible. And tomorrow, blue skies are expected, with highs scraping the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maggie Dawn.
Well, I'm off taking in the best Wisconsin Northwoods has to offer. We've got you covered everywhere in the state. Enjoy highlights from recent shows and don't miss your chance to win tickets to see the Red Hot Brewers with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Right, my lord. I lifted up the shot glass with anxiety and fear. Then holy crap. My accent's weird. It sounds like I'm from here. A shot of Malort, a shot of Malort will make you feel new. A shot of Malort, hey, but Chicago is to you.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Radio Network's Todd Allbaugh Show. 35 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Parker Olson, applause. Applause. Filling in for Zomers today, and he comes up with a song about Malort. Where did you find that?
I looked up Malort songs, and sure enough, Robbie Ellis on YouTube has got a song called Malort about moving to Chicago, meeting a girl, and she asks him if he likes Malort, and sure enough, now he talks like he loves Da Bears.
Our what's worst category was Malort. Or blackberry brandy. Now, if you're from Wisconsin, most people have at least heard of blackberry brandy. It's a sweeter drink. Some people say it cures a cold or helps with a cold. My grandpa Wallace would have said it puts hair on your chest. something like that. And but Malort, I had never heard of until this segment, and I had to look it up. And apparently, it's a terribly tasting drink, or at least most would say, tastes like a cigarette tray or ash put, whatever, ashes. And it's a Chicagoland-based exclusive type of drink. So we asked the question, and so thank you very much, Parker, for finding that. Our very own John Scott here at Civic Media listening in saying, Todd, Malort is the name of my Wi-Fi network. It's delicious. Full stop. Now, I'm not sure if John Scott's from Chicago or not, but I can't find too many people that think this thing is great. What's worse, Malort or blackberry brandy? Ted, who called in right before the break from Appleton, says, what the hell, I looked it up but it doesn't even sound good. Have a great weekend. Sue in Franklin, lots of opinions on this. I want to just wrap this up with these opinions. Sue in Franklin says, my daughter lives in... Oh, we read that one already. Let's see here. Jules, we got that one. Anybody else here? Allie in Madison on WMDX says, my grandma always asked for her blackberry brandy when she had a cough. You ever hear of a show called, called The Waltons?
The Waltons. It's vaguely familiar for some reason.
It was a big, big show long before you were born, back in the 70s, 80s, was a mountain family, and it was a drama on CBS for a long time. Very family, holistic show. And there were a couple of old widow women there, the sisters, and very religious women. And they used to, but they'd take a nip now and again. And they called it the recipe. It was never, they didn't drink alcohol, but it was just the recipe. And I wonder if there was blackberry brandy or Malort in the recipe. Jim in Appleton, I think we got to him on listening on WISS. Megan in Sun Prairie on MDX. Malort is way, way worse. I've never even tried it. I'm planning on keeping it that way. So there you go. Lots of feelings. Thanks for playing, everybody, on what's worse. I guess I never asked you, Parker, what's worse, Malort or blackberry brandy?
Well, I've had a brandy before, never that brandy.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go with brandy's better. So obviously, right. Malort's worse. It's
I overwhelming. Think, unless you're just this is and Dom. We try to get Dom on from the John and Gordy show. He doesn't even know who I am. And number two, he says he's never tried it. So my real question is he actually a Chicagoan? I don't know. Oh, Megan in one of our people in traffic here listening in. See, at least Megan listens to the show. Dom doesn't listen to the show, but Dom doesn't even know who I am. But Megan does, and she says, Carol, one of our other great people in traffic, has had it. She says, it's worse for sure. Tastes like moose died in your mouth, according to her. She's going to text in real quick. Can't just walk in, Carol. There's no reason to just have her walk over here to the mic. Because I would like to have somebody on the air, have Carol come in here, and let's talk to her, interview Carol about this. Oh, she's texting now. I can literally see her desk out the studio windows. Carol says, I've tasted Merlot. It is so bitter, it tastes like a dead mouse on the back of your tongue.
You know, I guess but it's possible.
I have so many questions for Carol. Because, number one, I want to know if Carol has ever tasted dead mouse. Because it's a very specific taste.
Have you heard of I think this is a real thing. The lawsuit, I think it was Mountain Dew or Coca-Cola got into.
Over what?
Over, someone said they found, bones of a mouse.
Yes, years ago. Yeah.
And they said, no, you didn't, because it would have disintegrated completely.
Now, see, that person would know what mouse tastes like. I have so many questions for Carol. I mean, was she hard on her luck in college and needed some food? And I mean, I don't know.
Maybe she needed to stay warm.
There's no judgment here, you understand. I'm just intrigued by the fact that she specifically said dead mouse. Well, all right, I think Carol has given us our definitive answer here at the studios that Merlot is definitely worse. That was fun. That was a good one. All right. 41 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Parker Olson on the board filling in for Zomers, who is off today. Jim and Madison says, I think Dom has been hanging around with John and Gordy too long already. Thanks. That could be. He's getting that smart-ass attitude. See, that's what it is. Chicago attitude. Anyway, 41 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. State Fair, Parker says he does not recall in his well-lived life of 22 years, that he has does not have a memory of going to the Wisconsin State Fair. Now, maybe before this is over, I should put you and remind Dom of who I am and Zomers in the truck, and we all take a trip down to the State Fair.
I'm down for that.
Hilarity could ensue.
Yeah, we could put it's a truck.
Yes, I have a Dodge Ram.
Can we put a kiddie pool in the back?
Yeah, if you guys want to travel in a kiddie pool, sure. We'll put you in the back. We should take all you guys down there and experience the Wisconsin State Fair, although I fear that Zomers may get overheated. He has a very low tolerance for hot weather.
We'll get him cooling rigs.
Yes, that's exactly what he needs. All right, here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, for those of us who have been there, we know that a couple of things people love about the fair. Number one, the food. You can get almost anything on a stick at the Wisconsin State Fair. Also, you have the animals. Lots of kids and in agriculture, this is their big week because they've shown their animals locally, and now they've getting them down to the Wisconsin State Fair. Big beef cattle auction. They have poultry as well, hogs, all kinds of things. Wisconsin animals are very, very popular. My favorite part about the Wisconsin State Fair, kind of a close call between the food, the cream puffs. I love the cream puffs, but also I love that the building where they have all of the vendors. It's like the dice guy, the knife, the Ginzu knife. It can chop, it can slice. You can cut a tin can and still slices through a tomato like it's going through paper. It's really, really great. So anyway, that's my favorite part. But for a lot of people, it's the food. So from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel now, from Jim Higgins on the byline, says more than 100 new foods and drinks coming to the 2025 Wisconsin State Fair. From a hunka hunka Elvis donut ice cream sandwich.
A hunka hunka.
That's very good. Nicely done, Parker. A hunka hunka Elvis donut ice cream sandwich to Wisconsin old fashioned wings. Now, that does sound good to me. Vendors will serve more than 100 new foods and beverages at the 2025 Wisconsin State Fair going on from now until August 10th. If Dubai chocolate is your flavor of the season, you'll have choices. If you have a sweet tooth but are gluten-free, there are options here for you too. Here is a list of the new edibles in alphabetical order. Items are bold-faced. I'm just going through some of the stuff here. In this article, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, they even tell you what, like, people have allergens or something like that.
That's very nice.
Here is the allergen notice. Quote, eating bugs is not recommended for people with a shellfish allergy.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
I should check with Zomers. He's allergic to a lot of stuff. He may have a cell. I'm not sure if he's allergic to bugs or shellfish. The first we're going to start alphabetically. We're not going to go through all these, but a couple of them. A Hunka Hunka Elvis donut ice cream sandwich is at Badger Bites. Especially on a hot day, a donut and an ice cream sandwich, not bad. Alligator Cajun mac and cheese sundae. At Exotic Meats. See, you had me until you said Sunday. Because I don't think I want alligator Cajun mac and cheese. I'm not sure if they're using Sunday as like those two things or whether all that's over ice cream.
If that's over ice cream, that is a crime.
Yeah, I don't think so. Here's Badger Mary funnel cake. All right. Banana cream pie slush. I don't know if I like that or not. I'm not a big banana guy. Are you?
I'm not. No.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I'll eat a banana.
Will you? See,
banana flavored stuff is bad.
Yeah. I'm almost there. It's the texture for me. I don't know. I can't get over
that. That's also fair. It's got to be right.
Yeah. Todd and Parker talk about their disdain of bananas next on Civic Media. Here is Bang Bang Chicken Tots. Sounds interesting and fun. Barn Burger, Major Goolbees, Heartland. Booth. I don't know. A barn burger. I guess it depends what kind of meat from the barn you're including in there.
Yeah.
A Bavarian cream bug donut. This is the one that has like insects in it.
I've had crickets before.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Like chocolate covered or deep fried or what?
Not barbecued. Teriyaki. Teriyaki really? Crickets. Yeah.
Like at someone's home or a stand or what?
I think it was when I was in middle school in a class, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I was like, hey. People like a science project?
Perhaps. I don't remember. It was good, though, because you basically just taste the seasoning.
Now, this one sounds good. You can find this at a place called Mini Donuts. We're going over new foods at the Wisconsin State Fair with Parker and Todd. You ever fly? You get those Biscoff cookies?
I haven't flown since I was like 9.
Really? Really small?
Yeah.
Well, now we'll get you on a plane and we'll fly down to Milwaukee to the state fair and we'll kill two birds at one stone.
I'm sure you know someone with a plane.
It's been a few years. I used to. Not like a jet or anything, but like, yeah. Actually, I do. I do. I get Alex Henvey from Dallas, Texas.
There you go.
He'll bring up his, he doesn't have a jet, but he has like a prop plane.
All right, let's get him on the horn.
All right. He occasionally listens to this show. You know, Alex, his company provides all of the onion rings for Culver's.
I hear good things.
They're fantastic onion rings. So support local business in Texas and buy some onion rings at Culver's. The Biscoff is the little cookies they give you on a plane a lot of times. This is called Biscoff Cookie Butter Crunch Funnel Cake. So kind of a buttery cookie in a funnel cake, deep fried with powdered sugar. I could go for that. What else do we have? Milwaukee Brathouse's Blueberry Breakfast Bratwurst. It's a Usinger blueberry-infused brat topped with house-made bourbon bacon jam in a pancake bun.
Sure.
I could go for that. All right. I'm in. Come on back. We'll wrap up foods at the Wisconsin State Fair and other festivals around the state. It's a TGIF edition. Parker Todd, the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke.
An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Starting this Saturday and Sunday, it is the 19th annual South Beach Up North Wausau's Chamber Music Festival, featuring outstanding chamber music performed by area students and also professionals from around the country. On Saturday at 6 p.m., it's the South Beach Up North Chamber Music Festival at First Universalist Unitarian Church in Wausau. The show is Mozart on the Move, featuring a student string quartet. And then on Sunday at 2 p.m., the show will be at the Wausau Conservatory of Music. This time, the production will be from Spain and Cuba, Arriaga and Orbon string quartets. Each summer, Wausau native Michael Andrews returns from South Florida to bring wonderful chamber music to our community for free. Yes, free admission to these shows. Join us this Saturday at First Universalist Unitarian Church in Wausau at 6 p.m. and on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Wausau Conservatory of Music. South Beach Up North Chamber Music Festival, proudly supported by 98.9 WXCO.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah. It's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Wisconsin's summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you listen to. Brittany Merlot and her team with a check of weather. Here it is. It's going to be nice. All right. It's going to be nice weekend. A little cooler than maybe normal, but it's maybe getting out of the Wisconsin River tomorrow, Parker, with my parents, my godsons, as we say in Spanish, compadres. Might be going to do a little kayaking on the Wisconsin River. Are you a kayaker?
I'm not a water person, really? Ironically enough.
Not a water guy.
Not a being on the water guy.
You don't like
drinking water guy.
Yes, you like to drink a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't swim, or you just prefer not to be around water?
It's the swimming for me.
Really?
Yeah. As a kid, never really learned.
Yeah, I guess.
So
that.
Yeah. In high school I figured it out sort of for gym class, but
So I'm going to be doing a little kayaking, maybe tomorrow. And then I just have to catch up on some stuff on Sunday. But it's going to be beautiful out there. We have time to check out the street cam, Parker, because here's the Sam Davidson street cam down on State Street in Fairchild. Look at that for those watching the stream. Beautiful down there. Now, it's very quiet, but over the break. Oh, you got the music, too. Thank you.
Of course.
Over the break, there was about 4 or 5 cops right there in the corner of that building, talking to a guy. And they were talking to him, And then he just kind of stormed off. So I don't know if there's trouble down on State Street or not. We don't want trouble, Parker.
No, but there surely is trouble on State Street, Todd. If anything that I have learned about living in Madison for my whole life is that there is trouble on State.
You can find trouble if you want it. There's no trouble here, though, at this show or this company. 855-752-4842 if you want to weigh in. All right, thank you very much. So I'd say a serene downtown in State Street right now. Speaking of swimmers, now earlier in the show, we had called out because we had talked about this drink called Malort from Chicago. And I said, well, dial up our resident Chicagoan here, Dominic Lee, one of our new producers here at Civic Media on the John and Gordy show. And so Parker dials him up and he wasn't responding. And then he finally did. And he gave his opinion, said, I never had it. And he said, who's Todd? And we thought, well, Dom's just being snarky. That's what Chicago guys do, you know. And because I just seen him 3 hours ago. And over the break, Parker starts laughing. I said, what's wrong? He goes, I texted the wrong Dom. It's a swimmer from Whitewater.
Yeah. That, that was not my finest moment.
No, it's hilarious.
What I love about that is the last time I texted this guy was in December of 2023.
Wow. And he responded.
Instantly.
That's great. Well, you must have left a good impression.
I guess. I needed some pictures for a story I was writing about him. So
you're a sports writer.
Yeah. Back then.
Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic. So Dom, the swimmer at Whitewater, has never had Merlort, and he doesn't know who the heck I am. So we apologize for disparaging Dominic Lee earlier. We'll give him equal time next week, if he so chooses.
I'll buy his lunch next time. Next round of Canes is on me, buddy.
Oh, I love it. Fantastic. Yes, Malort. That's what it is. Very good. Malort. Oh, yeah. So Carol in the office here, who's listening, who says it tastes like dead mouse, which brings up a lot of questions. But Carol says it's one syllable. Malort. Malort. I don't know how to say it. A Chicago handshake is a Malort. And a PBR. Really? A Malort? All right.
Surely the PBR cannot pull all of Malort's weight in that.
I don't know. By the way, a couple minutes left. You want to win those Brewers tickets. We have four Brewers tickets up for grab. The computer's going to draw the entry here in about 4 minutes. Go to the Civic Media app. Click on one of the first 10 stations. Open it up. It says text. Click on that little thing that says text, and then text in the word gold, G-O-L-D. Text the word gold right now for your chance to win four tickets to the Brewers at our club-level seats next Friday, August 8th, against the Mets at 7:10 in the afternoon. Text the word gold, G-O-L-D. What do you got, Park?
I just got another answer from Dom the Swimmer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He says, okay. Well, tell Todd, thanks for checking in. He's always been a real one.
We need to get this guy on the show. We reunite Parker with people that he knew from 2 years ago. That'll be a new segment on the show. All right. Quickly here, we're doing new foods at the Wisconsin State Fair, courtesy of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. New foods at the Wisconsin State Fair. The State Fair is starting now, underway in West Allis. All kinds of great things. Now, Carrie, listening in Tulsa on WMDX, says that she has tried the Brat Rangoon from Verst Bar. So go to the Verst Bar at the State Fair, order the Brat Rangoon, one of the new items there. So that sounds delicious. A little closer to home for us, down in New Glarus, the New Glarus Department Fire Fest is happening this weekend. You ever seen this, Parker, when they have like two telephone poles and there's a metal wire stretched between them and there is a half barrel on a pulley and on a pulley. And so they use fire hoses, both fire departments, and they spray the water up towards the half barrel. And whoever moves the half barrel on the wire to a certain point wins the firefight.
Huh.
It's good times.
That
had
sounds
by
entertaining.
All. Yeah.
That sounds like something a lot of people would lose money betting on.
Right. It's probably in Vegas right now. All right. Fun show. Great show. If you're checking out the Wisconsin State Fair, do so carefully, but get down there. Also, this sounds delicious. Caramel apple waffle on a stick at Waffle Chicks. Chick spelled C-H-I-X. Chick.
Of course it
is. All right, great show today. Zombers, hope you're doing well. Parker Olson, thank you very much. Did a great job today. Many thanks to Luke Mathers for helping out on the show today as well. Appreciate him. Come on back on Monday. We'll be talking to Wisconsin Watch about the growing epidemic, or at least the growing part of measles in the state due to fewer vaccinations. So we'll check up on that. Until then, have a great weekend, everybody. Maggie Dawn is next. Remember, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report on Wall Street today. Stocks were down sharply after the Labor Department reported much weaker jobs numbers for July. The Dow closed down about 1.25%. The S&P 500 down more than 1.5%. NASDAQ was off about 2.25%. Here's CBS's Jason Brooks.
Investors were taken aback by the July jobs report, which not only saw a gain of only 73,000 jobs last month, but revealed massive downward revisions to the prior 2 months' gains, resulting in the weakest 3 months for the labor market since the pandemic struck in 2020. President Trump called the job revisions a total scam.
And CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the president has now fired the official in charge of producing the jobs report.
We don't know who he would conceivably appoint in her place, and we don't know what that potentially means for the future reliability of this data.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.